Alaska outlaw playing cards are back with an all-new deck of famous and infamous outlaws, rebels, and con men from Alaska's past. The new deck contains many of the old characters that have made the cards a popular gift item with tourists like Soapy Smith and Sarah Palin, but also has a little something for locals like a Joker card featuring Mattress Ranch guy Ted Sadler. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has more.
The first edition of Alaska Outlaw Playing Cards was released back in 2008, says Anchorage businessman and card creator Jason Hahn, and they quickly became a hit with summer tourists.
It captures a unique part of Alaska's history just in one, you know, small deck of cards. So a lot of people really enjoy them and take them back home to their families. A lot of people, they get people comment on the cards and how much they like them. So that's always fun to get that kind of feedback.
That first edition sold out in less than a week, says Hahn. A second edition of 10,000 decks was released last year and also sold out quickly. Hahn says deliberations among he and his partners can get pretty testy over which outlaws will be included in the new deck and which ones have to go.
Punches can be thrown. It gets very heated. But in the end, we narrow it down to the newest candidates.
New to the third edition deck are characters like former Senate candidate Joe Miller, the Ace of Clubs, Fairbanks militia leader and accused murder conspirator Schaefer Cox, he's the Jack of Diamonds, former Anchorage Talk Radio host and Tea Party leader Eddie Burke, the Two of Spades, and an old pipeline boom-era Anchorage bar called the Monkey Wharf.
I was sitting at a bar. Actually, I think I was doing my part-time bartending gig at that time, and a customer was telling about this bar where they had caged monkeys over the bar, and I was like, no way. That's, you know. Another guy at the bar was like, oh, yeah, totally. I've been there. I was there. So I did some research. Sure enough, there was a monkey wharf that had up behind the bar, a huge cage that had monkeys, like a dozen monkeys, that would just hang out and play and drink and, I don't know, throw things at the customers. I don't know what they threw, but those are the days.
The Monkey Wharf, the Two of Clubs, represents some of the more lighthearted examples of Alaska outlaws, rebels, and cons, but others, like convicted serial killer Robert Hansen, the Ace of Hearts, represent darker chapters in Alaska's past.
There is that kind of underbelly of Alaska history. It is kind of disturbing. But there are guys that you just have to include, and Robert Hansen kind of fits that bill. You know, he made that first deck 3 years ago before there was ever talk of a movie. I think that, you know, he just was a little too famous. How could he not be in the Alaska Outlaw deck?
Three cards in the deck have Homer connections, although the town's namesake, mining promoter Homer Pennock, was left out of this edition. The Crab Vessel Time Bandit is included, however, as is the Hokahe Motorcycle Challenge, a 2010 race from Florida to Alaska that killed two riders and left many unanswered questions about rules and finances. One perennial card in the Alaska Outlaw deck is the Three of Hearts, Homer's famous Eagle Lady, Jean Keen.
I think what is interesting is everyone knows her as, you know, maybe the crazy lady down the spit that was feeding the eagles, but she had quite an interesting past. You know, she was a rodeo star. She hung out with some celebrities during that time. I think like even Roy Rogers she might have hung out with. Ripley's Believe It or Not did a little story on her, and then when it got out of hand, she officially became an outlaw because Homer banned eagle feeding. But they did make an exception for Jean Keen.
Alaska Outlaw Playing Cards are available online at alaskaoutlaws.com, as are a few other Alaska Outlaw branded items, including t-shirts, hoodies, and even Alaska Outlaw whiskey. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.